Kiss 98.5. Backstage at Kissmas Bash with one of the stars, Bryce Vine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Welcome to Buffalo.
Yeah, no, I've never been here before. I have family that grew up here, but I never came.
I love everything you've done so far with your career. How does it feel to be standing here, December of 2018, dreams coming true?
I mean, you said it. Yeah, it feels great. It's, I'm enjoying every moment of it, just taking it step by step. A lot more shows, and it's my favorite thing to do is perform, so it's awesome.
I heard, Bryce Vine, that you're going to be doing a college tour, and I love that because that's a fun crowd.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we're doing that in March, I think. We're doing like a whole, all over the country, I'm going out.
What do you want your fans to know about your music and what you hope they're taking away from it?
I just want people to be able to live their lives like a little easier and happier and connect through music, how I grew up listening to music and have fun.
I'm standing here with you right now and I'm trying to imagine Bryce Vine in high school in a punk band. Can you paint that Bryce Vine picture for me?
Yeah, I totally was. So I had dreads down to about here.
Nice.
And I met this chick in my journalism class. Uh-huh. And she's like, I play drums. And I'm like, I try to play guitar. And we were the first two members of a punk band that I started in high school. And then that was the first time I started writing songs.
Did you keep in touch? Because you went to Berkeley, and we love that about you. And the people that you went to school with, the list is like a who's who in music.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, and even now, especially seeing all the people, like I went to Berkeley in Boston, and it's like I met my DJ there, my producer there. I mean, Charlie Puth went, you know, it's like it's really becoming a haven for the future of a lot of talent. It's cool.
And my favorite story that you told me was about when you came up with Drew Barrymore. That was actually a voice memo, right? Kind of like you had it.
Okay, yeah. Julia Michaels basically 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, had left me a voice memo of like a song idea for me, and it had the "You're the next Drew Barry and I want more," like that play on words, and we were like, oh, that's cool. Didn't really have a beat for it, and then I just, after I wrote this song, I finally found that hook and used it. I was like, this kind of works. I think
we are so excited to see what happens next. And you know, not only do we do a Christmas show, but we also do a Kiss of Summer Hello show, and maybe we could get you back.
Hey, yo, hey, you can have me. Yeah, don't threaten me. That's
right.
Fine.
Can you just do it? You're the next Drew Barry.
You're the next Drew Barry. And I want more. I think that was like a half step lower.
No, it's perfect. Bryce Vine at Kissmas Bash with Kiss 98.5.